everyone. I'm Kate Milliken. Welcome to a special edition of MS Learn Online featuring country music star Clay Walker. Clay has been a part of the MS movement since 1996 when he was first diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. This interview premiered as a live webcast on December 12, 2007. Also joining us was Dr. Patricia Olooney, Vice President of Biomedical Research at the National MS Society. In the third and final segment of this encore presentation, we focus on ways you can get involved and join the movement. From the moment I reached out to the National MS Society, I have been blown away by all they do to make life better for all of us with MS. Of course, there's still a lot to be done by new people joining the movement. For thousands, it's as simple as making their mark against MS. They've gone to jointhemovement.org, clicked on the wall, and have left a message to share with the rest of us. Others, like Clay Walker, have gone above and beyond the cause.
One thing that I have learned from MS is that it's not going to beat me. I'm not gonna give up the fight for the cure. I'm not gonna quit singing and doing what I love doing, making music. And I'm not gonna quit talking to others about doing something for themselves. I want to make sure that people who have multiple sclerosis know what's available and know what they can do, because the worst thing you can do about this disease is nothing at all.
More than 400,000 people volunteer their time to support the National MS Society's Walk MS and Bike MS events each year. Yes, awesome. Clay, so...
Did you see me biking and
I was just about to comment
riding horses on how... Do you like those tight shorts?
It's funny, because I was just about to say, you actually... I know you look good in dark denim, but bike shorts work for you, too. In all seriousness, you know, you're a really busy guy. You have put out 7 albums. You have 11 hit singles. You tour. You have a family. It's clear to everybody here that this is really important to you, this cause. And you have gone even more, you know, even more so than just biking to build a foundation called Band Against MS. Mm-hmm. What's the story?
Well, you know, being able to, or having this disease for as many years as I've had it, I have found a desires and visions. You know, my vision is seeing MS eradicated, not just slowing it down or, you know, arresting it. I want to see it demolished, like polio was, and see the people that it has hurt. I want to see those people exalted. I want to see them healed. I want to see them get out of the wheelchairs. I believe that that's possible, but it's not possible without a vision, without somebody. And, you know, I hear all of the studies and this and that, and it's like everything is, you know, there. I never hear anybody go, we're finding a disease. I haven't seen someone put their foot down. And I'm like, you know what? I've been to Congress. I'm around huge celebrities all the time. And I'm like, why don't I use whatever platform I have to find a cure for this disease? And that's what I have done with Band Against MS. We're brand new. We're 3 years old. But you're going to see in 2008, 2009, you're going to see Band Against MS everywhere in the national media. And we're going to be raising money. And it's all going to be targeted for a cure, not for therapies, not for anything else, because there's plenty of money for that. We want to see people healed, cured.
So this process for you is just started in terms of all the plans that you have. So you're right in the beginning
I'm ready.
Phases.
I'm ready to rock.
Offstage.
I have an ambition and a drive and a dream that we are not going to have to, that in 20 years, somebody's going to say MS, and somebody's going to say, well, what does that mean?
Right.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah, when I got diagnosed, I was put in touch with somebody who had MS for 11 years. He was my age. He was out in Portland, Oregon, and he convinced me to come do a half Ironman triathlon with him. I did the swim leg. He did the bike leg. We had someone else do the running leg, and we ended up raising about $60,000 for MS research. And I left. Thank you. It was so awesome. Thank you. Well, not quite as good as 100, but it's there. It's getting there. So what I found, it was just such a great group of people, and there was so much passion to kind of work together to fundraise. And, you know, it makes me wonder, in light of all these people fundraising, where is the money going to?
Well, first of all, let me thank you both. I mean, thank Clay for all of his work and your work in helping
us
to raise.
You can buy us dinner
later. It was a great partnership, so, it's been wonderful. This is just an incredible time for understanding multiple sclerosis. Going back to what Clay said earlier, our knowledge has just grown really to such a high point now. And so the research is going at such a fast pace. And so the MS Society spends about nearly $50 million each year to find research. And we have to cover every avenue, not just the immune system, but repair, as we talked about earlier, genetics. I mean, it's just every part of multiple sclerosis, every stone has to be turned over. And so, and also the National MS Society spends about $120 million on education and professional programs, because obviously finding a cure for MS is so important, but we also have to think of the people who have MS today and what their needs are in terms of education, educating the professionals, educating the neurologists
and
about multiple sclerosis.
And a support system as well.
And a support system.
Dr. Looney, one thing I've learned about almost all doctors, and especially neurologists, you're not very animated people. What I'm saying is, like, you see me, I'm very demonstrative. I'm like, let's go get them, bang, 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 Is there a level of excitement? Is there a new, do you feel what I felt when I talked to Sriram? Is that going on? I mean, in your own mind, do you think that we are very much closer to understanding and possibly finding a cure for this disease?
And let's not forget that Patricia's been involved with the society as a doctor for
20 years.
No, that's so, what I'm saying is,
yeah,
in
right.
the last few years, are you seeing something, for example, with this stem cell thing, are you seeing something that is exciting you? Are you still very, on the fence about it?
I agree with Ram Sriram. I know him well, actually. He's a great neurologist. It is an exciting time. We've learned so much. And I'm hearing the excitement from the scientists and the neurologists themselves. I hear from the scientists that we support, the neurologists who are focused on multiple sclerosis, that they're seeing us get closer, that there are so many answers or so many questions are being answered. And, a lot of the physicians get their enthusiasm from the people they treat, from the patients.
Okay.
So they get excitement so we're all one big happy family.
But the thing
I'm talking
about is still in clinical trials with laboratory animals, and I know I'm taking a lot of time. I'm okay. Right
you
now.
Are. It's
okay.
All right.
as far as the person watching out there right now, the person in here who has been debilitated by the disease considerably, is there a ray of hope that what we're talking about with the stem cell is not only an arrest of the disease, but also some type of repair?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Clay, because we're talking about therapies and how well you both are doing. But it is a frustrating time for many people with MS who are facing difficult and debilitating times. And so, but I think our knowledge about repair, and it's not just repairing the damage, but also restoring a function. Mm-hmm. I think that's a little bit farther down the road, but I think we're getting closer and closer.
Ram described it to me was, say that, like, I have a spinal cord injury, and he was explaining to me that in the spinal cord, if you have it's very thin, your spinal cord is like a column or a cylinder, mm-hmm. that if you have 75% blockage in your spinal cord from a scar that may be this injury, that you may not have any debility or even notice that it's there. But when it gets to 80%, there's a huge difference in that possibly it's not so much healing the 75%, it's healing it back 5% more, mm-hmm. and it becomes normal. That's the kind of thing I'm wanting people out there who I've seen this hopelessness in their eyes. I've seen the hollow look of, yeah, well, for you, Clay, you're going to be fine because you have relapsing remitting. For me, I'm in secondary progressive or seeing some area in primary, and you're looking at them going, what can I say to this person? And now I feel like I do have something to say to them that, please don't give up, that there is a possibility.
And I think that you would make it clear that on all levels, whether it be from someone who's beginning or someone for restorative reasons, that the National MS Society and researchers are really working towards all of that.
Absolutely. And we can learn from other diseases, too.
Absolutely.
I think from Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. I mean, so it's all the understanding the network and the spinal cord.
I'm fired up.
Yeah, there you go.
Good. Okay, well, let's go to Anne.
She didn't say no. You seen Dumb and Dumber? She didn't say no.
Oh, yes.
So there's a chance. You're saying there's a chance.
She is on the clock.
It's on tape.
That's true. She is being recorded. That is very true. Anne.
Yeah, this question is for Clay. What are the three most important things that you do to allow you to live well with MS?
I think we've probably touched on all of them, but I'll recap. Number one, newly diagnosed, please go see an MS specialist and get on a therapy. Number two, and I'd probably switch these, but I have a strong faith. You know, I don't promote that to everybody or to the world. I'm not a preachy person, but I do have an internal faith that I lean on. It's always been my basis. Very important to have some type of faith, because without that, you have no hope. And the third thing I would say is physically, you know, take care of yourself. Not only eat good, but spend time around people that you actually like, because you're going to get a good vibe. And after I got diagnosed with MS, I got rid of all of my high maintenance friends. I don't have time for that. So, you know, make sure that the time that you do spend is quality time.
Clay, I know we spoke before the show about something else that you've gotten involved with that's been very helpful. Do you want to do a downward dog right now?
Downward facing dog. It's kind of hard to do in cowboy boots.
Talk about yoga.
Well, I I'm a redneck yoga guy, but
they do exist.
I used to make fun of it. You know, anybody who have a yoga, are you kidding me? I thought it was a religious practice, you know, but it's the exercises that you do in that. I always feel like I can walk better or run better after I have done some yoga. So it's very fun. You can do 20 minutes. You can start out on any level, and you're not going to feel very good at it at first. You're going to feel very inadequate. But the one thing I learned about yoga that it gave me more of is balance. And that's what everybody who has multiple sclerosis fights. You fight it with the optic nerve. You know, sometimes you're having double vision. I mean, you fight it with your gait, with your hands, everything. And that is the one thing that yoga does. It helps you find your center, you know, so you can balance yourself. Sitting here, you know, I can be sitting like this, or I can be sitting like this and feel like the string is attached to the top of my head.
That's great.
I'm saying it because try anything, you know, but try something. Don't sit on the sidelines.
Yeah, I would also say, just as a side note for yoga, that it helps you breathe. And I think that that's something that, you know, in the horrible, vicious cycle of whatever you do, you've got MS, whatever you do, don't get stressed. Like, don't get stressed. And you're like, oh, my God, I have MS. Then you start getting stressed. I think the breathing is something that
Well, if you go to our website, bandagainstms.org, or you can go to claywalker.com, and there's a link on there. There is a woman did this for us. She did a special yoga MS workout for people of all levels of debilitation.
Great.
And it is one of the prettiest things that I've ever seen. So, you know, we're giving information out up here. I mean, we're getting it from the... you know, from an expert, you know, scientist, you know, doctor who's giving us, you know, a great basis. But, you know, I'm down on the ground. I mean, I can't relate to some of the information that the Dr. Olumi has given us. I just know that it's good.
Yeah.
But from a layman's point, you know, whatever, if people want to look, they can look at the website, they can see what I'm doing.
Right.
It's working. And obviously, whatever you're doing is working for you.
And this is really an important area of research, talking about rehabilitation and yoga. I mean, these are all very important issues about multiple sclerosis and learning about exercise. But we always tell people with MS, you know, to do within your own limits,
yeah,
you know, in consultation with your doctor. But certainly these are important areas that can help manage the disease and manage multiple sclerosis.
Question from the web, from Kathy, for Clay. What challenges have you had since 1996? I know that you have had days when you may have wanted to give up. What did you do on those days? How many dark days have there been since 96?
I'll share something on the web today that I've never told anyone, because I never like admitting fear or even going back into that area. But about 3 years, between the third and fourth year, of being diagnosed. And I was telling you earlier that I was on a different therapy, and there were a couple of relapses. And one of the problems that I experienced was a weak hip flexor. And I was like, oh my gosh, my right toe started going down, and every step I would take, it would stab into the ground. And I thought of trying everything from, there's a special little gadget that one of the doctors made that'll lift your toe up on this, and I thought, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it. I'm gonna fight through this, and I'm going to see if I can rehabilitate what I lost in that relapse. And I did it. And it was a very long, slow battle that I won. And it was, I started walking on the beach. And I walked for about 3 months. I would walk a mile a day. That's all I could do without feeling that my gait change. After that 3 months, between the third and fourth month, I started trying to jog. And I fell probably every 40 yards. I'd hit the ground. Bam. I mean, I'd be out. And I'd make sure I did it on a weekday where there wouldn't be anybody on the beach. But that was the hardest moment and the most dark moment other than being diagnosed. I overcame it, and I got to where I could run 3.5 miles without stopping. So one of the studies that we're going to do with Band Against MS is... We're developing in this right now. It's in the developmental stages, and I think we're going to prove this, that you can train your other muscle groups around the muscle group that has been affected because of the nerve to at least, maybe not totally take over, but to, you know, really help that group. And I'm walking normal. I mean, if I'm walking, you don't know I have MS. But between that third and fourth year, there was a time that I was very scared. And I'm in year 12, and I'm normal.
I want to make sure we've got a minute left, and I want to ask each one of you guys, what do you see the future of MS being, Patricia?
Well, I guess just to reiterate and recap, maybe it's just the hope. I mean, the hope that we are getting closer and closer to the cure, and the cure may be different for, you know, different levels of the disease. But I certainly would encourage someone who's diagnosed with MS to be on one of the therapies, to talk to the neurologist, and just to have hope.
Clay, 15 seconds.
I want to be a cowboy. I'm up on my horse, and I feel like that I'm at least part of the charge that's going to find this cure for MS. I'm not going to stop until we have it.
I love that. That was the most succinct, beautiful statement, and I would love to see you being a cowboy on the horse. As a side note, I'd like to see you at a concert, too.
You got it.
For me, meeting members of the MS community has been an unexpected joy in this journey. So many people doing so many things to create a movement that will end MS. I'd like to suggest that all of you participating in this webcast visit jointhemovement.org to learn more about opportunities to become activists, volunteers, and event participants. I want to thank Clay and Patricia for a great discussion, and all of you for joining us. For more information about the topics discussed here and other topics related to living with MS, visit the National MS Society at nationalmssociety.org or sharedsolutions@sharedsolutions.com. We want to thank Tevin Neuroscience for their unrestricted educational grant, which has made this live webcast possible. The National MS Society is proud to be a source of information for you about multiple sclerosis. Our comments are based on professional advice, published experience, and expert opinion, but do not represent individual therapeutic recommendation or prescription. For specific information and advice, consult a qualified physician. This has been an awesome discussion, and here's wishing the best for all of you guys as you take control of your health plan and move forward with all of your future endeavors. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah! Yeah.